It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Hey, welcome to the Grilling Guys. You reached the smokiest spot on the airwaves this morning, and I'm glad you did. I'm flying solo today. Not really, because I got my man Conrad here, and he'll keep me from flying into a mountain. Jop's on a cruise ship somewhere, that pot liquor, and he's probably waking up with some coconuts in his face or something. I don't know how that works, but so to help me out, I'm bringing in some of my friends, and of course, my board of directors are near and dear to me, and the first one we're going to chat with today about this Super Bowl, this thing coming on tomorrow. Of course, we're going to jet out to New Jersey to Big Paulie. How are you, buddy?
Yo, what's up, Bobby? I'm looking forward to the bowl. How about you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, you remember that I'm old friends with Dick Vermeil, right?
Yeah, sure.
He coached both these teams.
Yep.
These are both his teams, and I've yet to talk to an NFL expert that can tell me, has there ever been a Super Bowl where the coach actually was head coach for both teams? I don't know. It's kind of cool.
I can't remember one, but it's going to be a hell of a game. I think Vermeil and his people will be very, very proud of their Eagles, regardless of who's in the game, because the Eagles have had such an amazing season. They had a little bump in the road there, but this guy, Jalen Hurts, has been just a remarkable leader on the field.
Yeah.
He's been a great field general, and I'm looking forward to watching him perform. Not to discount Mahomes. I mean, Mahomes is just
a
young guy.
I love Mahomes.
He's a wonderful man, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to be a lot of I hope it's going to be a classy show. You know, I think that's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, I got close.
Real talent.
I got close to the Eagles when I worked with Coach years ago out in Philly doing some fundraisers and doing some barbecue for his fundraisers. And, yeah, prince of a man, but he also introduced me to an awful lot of Eagles, and they were all just they're just regular guys. They're nice guys. They happen to have a lot of money,
yeah,
which is why the country club we were at, I had the crappiest
they're
car there.
Millionaires, right?
Anyway, so if you don't know who Paul Rotella is, he's the. Are you still the president of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association?
I'm retired, my man.
Oh, you retired.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So when I met him, he was running the New Jersey Broadcasters Association.
I retired this year. I'm now the former head of the New Jersey Broadcaster Association.
Well, I won't go into the story, but we had a funny meeting, and it ended up we were in Caesars and the back end on the ocean at a round bar at about 2 a.m.
That. Lovely Atlantic City.
And I heard him talking.
What kind of friends you're going to make in Caesars?
Yeah, and I heard him talking about radio, and I'm like, there's only like four of us at the bar. It's a huge circle bar, if anybody remembers it. And here's this classy looking paisan in a really nice suit talking with some other dude. And I keep hearing radio, and I couldn't take it anymore. And I just leaned over a little bit, and I said, "Are you in radio?" And that's where the love fest began. But anyway, I want to know what you're planning on making for the big game. What you're going to serve your guests? Because I know all your kids will be home. What kind of food's going to be on the Rotella?
You know, Bobby, I'll tell you. Just one real quick thing. You really had some kind of a hold on me that night because you got me to order a pizza at 3 a.m. delivered to the bar, and they delivered it. And people were looking around going, "How the heck did you do that?" And I said, "Well, it's good to have friends."
I think we needed the food at that point.
And then we had to order more because people started getting, remember, it's 3 a.m, everybody's drunk and hungry, and we had to order more pizzas. And this poor guy who happened to work there, I knew him, he had to deliver, I think, 4 more pies, and we fed almost the whole casino that night that was there,
well,
4 a.m.
I know you knew him because you knew everybody there. Every time we walked into a room, everybody's Mr. Rotella. I don't know.
Those were the days, old buddy.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, well, look at, you know, it's funny. You got me at a time when my little boy, who's, 27 to 26, Billy is, you know, 6'2", used to play football for Amherst, and he played for the Walden Pawpack Buckhorns when he was in high school. Billy is having a Super Bowl party, and it's not my party, it's Billy's party.
Sounds like
you know,
it's Bonnie's.
Actually, today is his last day of medical school, formally.
Nice.
And he's finishing medical school up, and I can't wait to see him tonight because it went by in a blink. So he's having all of his buddies, a couple from the Amherst guys coming over, and a couple of guys from the medical school are coming over, along with all the friends we've developed through the years up here. And we're going to have a nice Super Bowl party. And I got to tell you, Bobby, he is doing a fantastic job. He is the consummate bartender. He should have been a pharmacist, I think, because he's got mixology down to a science. And he last night we were stocking the bar together. That's the way it is now.
These kids, they come out of college. My son Jordan's the same way. They're about the same. Well, Jordan's 29. He's a little older than him, but our lacrosse player. Same way. He comes over and he's got a box. He carries in a big box. and it takes him 10 minutes to do a couple of drinks. But, man, when you have one.
Oh, yeah. What, you know what happened? We went on a cruise a couple of years ago, and the bartender there, we went to the mixology bar. And the bartender there fell in love with our family, and he started showing us all kinds of tricks. And he wound up giving all of my boys a mix set with shaker, a martini shaker, a big, tall martini glass, and all the appropriate accoutrements you need to make these fabulous mixed drinks. And really, they were, there's a certain word for it, I forget the word, but they don't use, like, they'll take gin and they'll put anise in it and
kinds
of herbs.
Yeah. Yeah, they have to special order some of these liqueurs and liquors because even the big booze shops don't have them in stock. And they find this certain lime something or other, and it's like, now all this stuff's on my bar because they keep bringing it over, and I don't know what to do with it.
My wife fell in love with something called a pistachio martini. Did you ever hear of that?
My wife loves them as well. So let's talk about your food.
We're supposed to be talking about your food. Did you ever grill a martini?
Grilled with one.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, we're going to have all the usual suspects and all the usual food accoutrements tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it because, you know, I love old-fashioned wings, buffalo wings.
Oh, yeah.
Forgive me for talking about buffalo. The Bills are probably upset. But, you know, we got a special way of making them. I think I told you, it's kind of world famous. After you do your regular preparation of the buffalo wings, I don't care what kind of sauce you use, we'll take them and, you know, after we'll deep fry them too, we'll cook them first. And like, we'll blanch them a little bit, and then we'll deep fry them, and then we'll finish them off by putting them on the grill. And let me tell you, when you have that charcoal grill bake in that beautiful, you know, sugar coating, and you get that beautiful golden brown crust on them,
just tops it off. Tops it off. There's a, you know, and there, it's funny because that's what people are doing now, and it almost doesn't matter which sequence you use. Other than if you're going to boil them a little bit, do that first.
Yeah.
or if you're going to bake them a little bit, maybe. But a lot of guys, like I used to smoke them and then deep fry them.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the key. You know, first of all, you know, we don't have a lot of time. We don't want to waste the whole day cooking. But, you know, you want to make sure they're cooked thoroughly. That's what people don't realize. Chicken wings are one of the hardest things to cook fully and cook them right.
It is, and what I do is, I don't know if you separate, do you cut yours into sections, but I cut mine, I throw the flapper away, and I'll cook the flats separate from the drumsticks.
Separate, exactly. A lot of people just like drums.
And you overdo the flats.
Extra for drums.
Yeah, you overdo the flats if you do that.
Well, yeah, that's one of the, and then, you know, there's another preparation we do. I think I told this to you once before. There's a little seasoning called Saucy Susie. Do you remember that?
I think I went to school with her.
Oh, my God. Well, I think she still talks about you. The Saucy Susie is like an apricot peach glaze. And you do the same thing with your wings. You toss them in that, and then you put them on the grill. And I'll tell you, between the hot wings and the sweet wings, it's a terrific combination, especially for a football game.
Well, Susie's leaving us with 30 seconds left, Paul. I just want to wish you a happy Super Bowl season and day, and I know there'll be lots of love in the Rotella house. Say hi to the whole family, and we'll be thinking about you.
You got it, Bobby, and good luck to your Eagles tomorrow. I'm hoping that they have a nice, impressive victory.
Thanks, buddy.
Take care, pal.
All right, that's Paul Rotella, one of our board of directors meetings from New Jersey. He actually lives in Pennsylvania, but coming up next, we're going to talk to T-Gid. We'll be back.